Topic 8.4 is to describe how a nerve impulse or action potential is conducted along an axon, including changes in membrane permeability to sodium and potassium ions and the roles of the nodes of Ranvier. So way back in 1952, Hodgkin and Huxley were the first to set up electrodes fiddling around with squid neurons, which, as we know, are fairly large in cross-sectional area, so probably quite easy specimens to look at. And they found there was a difference in voltage between the electrodes. It was a constant minus 70 millivolts difference between the inside and outside. And we now know that this is as a result of intrinsic proteins, a combination of gated ion channels, sodium and potassium channels, and a sodium-potassium pump. This resting potential, do not get that confused, bad teacher, is maintained by active ion transport. The enzyme in the membrane is activated by ATP, and it flip-flops so that it transports sodium out and potassium in. And there is facilitated diffusion back through the protein channels. Okay, so the resting membrane potential, for every 3 sodium ions actively moved out of the membrane, 2 potassium are actively moved back in. Sodium diffuses back in, but potassium diffuses back out. Usually the potassium gates are open and the sodium gates are closed. So the membrane is 100 times more permeable to potassium, which is increasing the potential difference between inside and out, and the electrical gradient. So as more potassium diffuses out, the inside becomes more and more negative. And when the chemical and electrical gradients are balanced, we reach an equilibrium, which happens to be minus 70 millivolts. Now, an action potential itself, something is going to trigger the sodium channels to open. They'll start to become a little leaky, and sodium will begin to flood back into the neuron, into the, past the membrane. Once we reach a threshold potential, and depending on which textbook you look at, that could be anything between minus 60 and minus 30 millivolts. Good job, guys. That triggers the opening of all the sodium channels. So once a threshold is reached, the sodium channels open and all the sodium floods back in. This bumps us up to an action potential of plus 40 millivolts. You'll also see textbooks that say plus 30. Again, good job, guys. The reaching of this plus 40 millivolts, this depolarization of the membrane, causes the potassium channels to open. Potassium moves out of the neuron into the surrounding fluid, and that causes the repolarization, a decrease in potential across the membrane. Now, there's a certain period, a refractory period, once the potential has returned to minus 70 millivolts, as it takes a little while for those potassium gates to shut again. So it actually dips a little beyond minus 70. And this is known as the refractory or recovery period. Okay. The myelin sheath has a function to wrap too tightly around the membrane for the sodium and potassium to cross the membrane. So the action potential only occurs at a node of Ranvier, and it saltates along the axon. So saltation meaning it jumps. So an unmyelinated axon, there's going to be continuous conduction, and the action potential is going to move quite slowly. In a myelinated axon, we're going to have things moving, or the action potential moving by saltatory conduction, which is an awful lot faster.